1 year on from the Victorian bushfires, and a lot of people are still trying to understand the ferocity of that blaze that killed 173 people. The idea that the Australian bush burns the way it always has is being challenged now by David Lindenmeyer, a professor of forest and wildlife management at the ANU. He's been working in the Victorian forests for almost 30 years, and he says the latest research suggests that logging a forest can make it more prone to fire and increase the severity of those fires. This is a contentious finding, as our environment reporter Greg Borschmann reports.
Many of the scientific plots that David Lindenmeyer has been monitoring for the past 27 years were burnt in Victoria's Black Saturday fires. Preliminary results of research work since that time reveals a direct link between the frequency and intensity of fire and the previous history of disturbance, especially logging.
This idea that, you know, fire is just burning in a landscape, that it's burning the way it's always burnt, is actually not right anymore. The history of landscape management is clearly influencing what's happening now. And it's really important for people to be aware of these kinds of things, because it has a big impact on how we plan our urban settlements, how we plan logging operations, where and when we might log places, and where and when we might exclude logging from parts of the forest.
Given the scars and grief that people are still dealing with, Lindenmeyer has been wary about releasing his research. But working in the region for many years, he also lost friends in the fire, and relatives were burnt out.
I suppose that's why the fires have been so sensitive to me, because I had a lot of time working in and around Marysville, and the tragedy of those events have very much hit home. Not long after the fires, we started to reconstruct all the infrastructure associated with our sites, and we started to study the recovery process on 64 of the 160 sites that were burnt, and compared that against the forest, the remaining 100-odd sites that weren't burnt in those fires in 2009. And we've seen lots of really interesting things. The forest is recovering very strongly in some places and very, very slowly in others. And often the rate of response is strongly associated with the previous disturbance history, so how much logging had taken place. We've also looked at the severity of the fire, and it looks pretty much like those places that have had a previous history of logging have burnt more severely than places that haven't. But these are early days yet, and there'll be many, many more years of work to piece this together. But the signal does seem to be pretty strong so far.
This story matches experiences in other wet forests around the world. Together with three colleagues from Australia, Canada and the United States, Lindenmeyer has just completed a global review on the effects of logging on fire regimes in moist forests. The study is published in Conservation Letters, the Journal of the Society for Conservation Biology.
The evidence comes from rainforests in South America, rainforests in Africa, rainforests in Asia, wet coniferous forests in Western North America, and even our own wet forests in Victoria. And the really important thing here is that with climate change and the drying of the environment and increased temperatures, we're going to see changes in fire regimes, but those fire regimes are going to burn in landscapes that are more fire-prone as a result of human interventions over the last 100 to 200 years.
David Lindenmeyer is aware that his findings directly challenge the native forest logging industry and may not be popular. When he outlined some of his work at a town hall meeting in the fire zone last year, he was pilloried and told, "If only we'd been able to log the forests, none of this would have happened." In fact, the research is pointing to the opposite conclusion.
I realise more than anyone that these kinds of messages are not ones that are likely to make myself very popular. You know, I've lost close colleagues and friends in the fires. My own family's experienced lots of trauma as a result of the fires, and I realise that this is very sensitive, but I think there's a moral and ethical responsibility to report these kinds of scientific findings in a fairly sober context. I've already had some pretty heavy-duty traffic on this, I can tell you, mostly from timber people, and look, I can understand that. That's their livelihood.
David Lindenmeyer refutes the argument that more controlled or prescribed burning would reduce the fire hazard. He says it's simply not an option.
These are forests that have huge amounts of biomass. These are forests that are extremely wet, and prescribed burning is not a sensible ecological option nor a sensible management option in these kinds of forests. And I suspect that many listeners won't be aware of these kinds of things, that are, in fact there are parts of forest landscapes that prescribed burning really isn't appropriate for. And these wet forests of central Victoria around Marysville and towns like that are those kinds of places where prescribed burning in those wet forests is really not appropriate.
In a move likely to stir debate, Lindenmayer argues that undisturbed forests, not logged, not burnt, could form effective buffer zones around rebuilt communities.
There probably should be buffer zones of no logging reasonably close to these existing human settlements because of the risk that logging may in fact change the fire proneness of the forest. So probably areas of maybe a kilometre or 2 kilometres where there's fairly substantial logging exclusion is probably something sensible in terms of thinking about how you plan these landscapes so that these urban settlements may in fact be less likely to burn in the future. And I think it's really important for people to understand that if climate change is as serious as many scientists think it is, that there are actually three things taking place. Temperatures and rainfall patterns are changing, and that influences fire. Landscapes have changed, and that influences fire. And those two things interact. And that means that we have to really work hard at solving these problems. We have to be much more sophisticated, much more scientific, and much more strategic than we've been in the past. And these are major challenges, and they're not easy ones to deal with, but we're going to seriously have to deal with them if we're going to make progress on this.
Professor David Lindenmayer from the Fenner School of Environment and Society at the ANU, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann. It's 9 minutes to 7.